On October 28th, a little more than a week before our midterm elections, an American soldier in Afghanistan, Major Brent Taylor, posted his thoughts on Facebook about the coming election. He didn't complain about the dreary and chaotic incoherence of so many campaigns or to the $1 billion spent to support them. No. Major Taylor wrote that he hoped everyone back home exercises their precious right to vote. And, in astounding numbers, we did just that. Elections in gray November have all sorts of inconveniences. Long lines, rain, cold, you name it. And this day was typical. Yet an estimated 113 million Americans ignored them all to vote. I'd say it's the most extraordinary expression of democracy, rule of the people, on the planet, an envy of many. As inside the polling place, we take our ballots to makeshift booths, sacred space, with no more than a flimsy cloth for privacy and a stubby pencil to indicate our choices. Democracy's enemies around the world, like state-sponsored hackers in Russia and elsewhere, have attempted to make us doubt our democracy by sowing disinformation, lies, and corrupting voter lists. I like to think they're pulling their hair out now. Maybe they'll think twice about messing with our democracy in the future, because while there are many elements in a democracy, the vote is the spine of a resilient one. 200 years ago, French writer Alexis de Tocqueville traveled to and studied a young America. He wrote in Chapter 9 of his book, Democracy in America, that the people elect their representatives directly. The people, therefore, are the real directing power. And I'd say that hasn't changed. Major Taylor was killed in Afghanistan. And the day his body arrived home, his wife, Jenny, with the couple's 7 children at her side, commented that it was fitting that her husband come home to America in a flag-draped coffin on Election Day. All of which brings Russia back to mind, and a dissident Russian woman writing from her Gulag prison some years ago that gray is the color of hope, an image that sits well with November elections in America, I think.